This show is dedicated to making Bible prophecy simple and equipping you with the knowledge of end-time events. We want you to be ready for the soon return of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Bible Prophecy Show. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another exciting edition of the Bible Prophecy Show. I'm your host, Brian Smith, and we've got a prophecy update for you, a little article that we discovered in Reuters. And the title of the article is China Drops, Quote, Peaceful Reunification Reference to Taiwan. Now, just in case you don't know what's going on, Taiwan is a little island off of the coast of China that China just has to have. China believes that Taiwan belongs to China and is ready to use force to go and take that nation. And so here we have this article, China Drops Peaceful Reunification Reference to Taiwan. And this is what the article says. China will boost its defense spending by 7.2% this year, fueling a military budget that has more than doubled under President Xi Jinping's 11 years in office as Beijing hardens its stance on Taiwan, according to an official report on Tuesday. The increase mirrors the rate presented in last year's budget, and again, comes in well above the government's economic growth forecast for this year. China also officially adopted a tougher language against Taiwan as it released the budget figures, dropping the mention of peaceful reunification, and that's in quotes, by the way, peaceful reunification in a government report delivered by Premier Li. So tensions have risen sharply in recent years over Taiwan, the democratically ruled island that China claims as its own, and elsewhere across Asia as regional military deployments are on the rise. Li, a defense scholar at the School of International Studies in Singapore, said that despite China's struggling economy, Taiwan is a major consideration in Beijing's defense spending. Quote, China is showing that in the coming decade, it wants to grow its military to the point where it is prepared to win a war if it has no choice but to fight one, Li said. Ladies and gentlemen, Li is not saying we want a peaceful reunification. He's threatening a country, saying if you don't submit to us and surrender your national sovereignty and let us rule and control you, then we have no choice but to take over your country. Now, before you dismiss this as some little thing that's going on the other side of the world that will never in a million years affect you, let me tell you what the Bible says. Revelation chapter 9, verse 13 through 16. The Bible says, "And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men," which means a third of all humanity. Verse 16, "And I heard the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them," which is essentially 200 million. Now, let me just quickly, we have a whole wonderful podcast show that's coming up pretty soon here on this very passage of scripture, so I don't want to dive too deeply into it, but just suffice it to say, we'll give you all the proof later and the details of it later, but this is a Bible prophecy in your Bible that is saying there is a war coming soon to this earth that's going to kill one third of humanity. It's going to be the worst war by far the world has ever seen. And the interesting thing about it is, it appears to be instigated by an army with 200 million men. 200 million men. Now, that may not mean anything to you, except for the fact that there's only a few entities on earth that could field such an army. One being India, but they are very quiet on the international scene. The other, militant Islam, they have over a billion constituents and could probably put together a 200 million man army if they so chose. But that would be kind of difficult because there's different factions and so forth. But China, China has 1.4 billion, with a B, billion people. So they certainly could field a 200 million man army. And that's not even the most dramatic part. The late leader of China, Mao Zedong, was in fact an atheist. He wasn't a Bible scholar. He wasn't a theologian. He wasn't a student of eschatology. And yet he boasted in his diary that he could field an army of 200 million men if he wanted to. That is the exact number that your Bible mentions. So I'm not saying that China for sure will start this war that will kill one-third of mankind, which would be 2.5 billion people. I'm not saying they're going to. I am saying they look very, very suspicious to me because they certainly could do that. They have nuclear firepower to do such a thing, or to at least instigate such a war that could bring other nuclear-armed nations into a conflict. And of course, the United States of America is siding with Taiwan. We've been protecting them from China. And now here China is saber-rattling, basically saying, we want you to peacefully reunify. But really, they're actually saying, we want to spend enough money to where if we need to go to war, we can definitely win. Make no mistake about it, China knows what they are doing. Now, that doesn't raise my spiritual antennas as much as the day that I hear China getting involved with the Middle East. We know that this war has to happen somewhere along the Euphrates River, which is in Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and Iran. So when China, if China gets involved in the Middle East somewhere along the Euphrates River, that's when I believe this war will erupt. So anyway, that's all we have today. I just wanted to bring this article to you and let you know what the Bible says. There is a war coming, the Sixth Trumpet War. It will involve a 200 million man army. China has the power to do it. Not very many other entities on earth could do it. The late leader of China, Mao Zedong, boasted in his diary that he could field an army of 200 million men. And that's the exact number that was prophesied in your Bible. He was an atheist, not a God believer. The result of this coming war is that one-third of the world's population will die. Did you hear me? One-third of the world's population is going to die in 1 hour, which sounds nuclear to me. And ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake about it, the prophecies of the Bible always, always, always come to pass. So am I telling you to fear? Absolutely not. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What I am telling you to do is that if you're ever going to do anything for the Lord, for His kingdom, if you're ever going to live right, if you're ever going to repent of your sins and be baptized in His name and be filled with His Spirit, if you're ever going to go to church, if you're ever going to be involved in a ministry, now is the time to do it. Do not put it off. Get involved. Plug into your church. Try to find somebody that needs Jesus and share this gospel, because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming very soon. And so I challenge everyone under the sound of my voice today to go to BibleProphecyShow.com. If you don't know what it means to be born again, click on our Born Again link. Read the article and apply it to your life, because Jesus Christ really is coming back soon. And we want to encourage you, when He comes, to be ready. Thank you for joining us on the Bible Prophecy Show. Tune in next week for another exciting episode. Or visit us online at BibleProphecyShow.com, where you can listen to all of our podcast shows, enjoy our blog, and learn how to be born again to make heaven your home.